Today is the first of a series of special Sundays in the month of June. It's, of course, Vacation Bible School Sunday today, but next week is going to be Pentecost, the celebration of the birthday of the church. The week after is Trinity Sunday and Father's Day. And then as we approach the end of the month, Pastor Jen and I are excited to begin a new sermon series that we have been thinking about and praying about for literally years now. We're going to be launching into the Epistle of James as we seek God's wisdom for daily living. Today, as we think about Vacation Bible School, and one of the great themes this week, the goodness of God. It's what the children learned each and every day. No matter the changes in theme, it was always the constant bedrock, the goodness of God. And so I invite you now to hear the reading of Scripture that comes to us from Psalm 100, beginning with verse 1. Hear now the word of the Lord. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God, he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. The word of God for us, the people of God. It's one of the beautiful things about the Psalms that they invite us right where we're at to enter into relationship with God. In fact, for some of us, at times, we don't have the words to say to pray to God. And so we can always open up the Psalter. We can always open up to this great school of prayer, the Psalms, to give us the words and teach us to pray. It's been said that every human emotion and condition in our life before God is found in the Psalms, from the greatest praise that we find in Psalm 100 to some of the deep sadness and brokenness to rage that we find. For all of the human experience of life before God is found in the Psalms, and when we pray them faithfully, it calls us to bring all of our life into God's presence. And it also teaches us about this God who so calls us. It teaches us about his character, about his will for our life. One of the verses I want to highlight this morning is verse 3. You can see it up on the screen. And it reads, "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his." The Lord is God, and he made us, and we are his. First, that God is our creator. You are not an accident. He created you with a purpose, for a purpose. He created you with his goodness in mind. He created you to be in a right relationship with him, that you may know his life and that abundant. He wants you to know his goodness because it was from his goodness that he made you. He wants you to know his grace, for it is by his grace that he saved you. God is your creator. And he has given everything, even his only begotten Son, that you may return back to him and know life. Of course, it says in the Bible that we are made in the image of God. And part of what that means is we are called to reflect God's character, God's goodness in our life, back to God, to one another, and to all the world. But we know if we take a good long look in the mirror that there are some cracks in our mirror, aren't there? Sometimes there are some chips that are missing. They fall into the floor. But the good news is that God is the great physician. God is the one who can take the pieces and put them back together. God is the one who can heal the cracks with his grace and his love. God, who is the creator who made you, is the one who knows how to repair you. And so we are grateful for this God and the knowledge that we receive from the Scriptures, that if this is who God is, who made us, we learn more about who we are then. We are the beloved. You are the beloved. Some of us may know that, but some of us are still trying to learn this truth. And my hope is that if you struggle with this, if you stumble with this at times, that you may learn the practice of looking in the mirror and claiming God's truth for you. You are made in His image and He loves you fully. But we don't stop there, not with this psalm. We continue in verse 5. Verse 5, it says, "For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever." And the truth is that while we're in the image of God and our image is damaged, we know that Christ Himself came, the Son of God. It is said that He is the image of the invisible God. His life, His ministry, His death and resurrection were in perfect transparency to the character of God. If we had any questions at all about who this God is, who this Creator is, and what God would have to do with us, we need only look at Jesus, at the stories of His life and His ministry, how it is that to those who are broken, He brought healing. To those who are bent over with guilt and shame, He brought forgiveness. To those who are cast out, He brought back in. He brought communion and renewal. He brought salvation. This is the God with whom we have to do. This is the God who is good. And this is what goodness looks like. The redemption, the repairing of God's good creation that God has done at His own cost, that we may so generously receive of His goodness. Now, as we think about goodness, and that is one of the great themes, God is good. We've had that repeatedly said throughout this week for the children, for them to remember this strong foundation. God is good. We also remember, however, that at times life seems anything but good. Sometimes life is filled with things that make us sad. Sometimes life is filled with things that make us grieve. We experience loss of those whom we love. We look in the paper and we see the brokenness in the world. We find our heart is broken as well. And it's in these times when we see this, when we know this, that we are called to claim the truth that God is good. Even when we are sad, God is good. And the truth is that the Savior knows our sadness. We don't have a Savior who is disconnected from the trials of life. We have a Savior who came in, who walked the dusty roads of Galilee. He walked the trials of life. He knows what you're going through. And He walks with you. This is the kind of God with whom we have to do. Even when life is sad, God is good, and He never leaves you. We know that life changes. That's one of those things we taught the kids. All of them already know it. No matter how young they are, things seem to change. And all of us know how much life can change. Even when we're just starting to get things understood, we finally understand how to work things. I think about my phone. I finally figure out where all the buttons are. And then they update the operating system. Life is always, always changing. And yet, no matter how things change, we know that our life can be grounded on the goodness of God. God doesn't change. God is always faithful every day, every year, all the time. We know that even though people can change, friendships can change, life can change, we know that God is the bedrock upon which we can rest. Because God is good. We know that there are things that we worry about. One of the things that we taught the children is that when life is scary, God is good. Now we as adults, we oftentimes don't say that we're scared. We say we worry. We worry about things. I know some of us lay awake at night worrying about things. And there's all sorts of things to worry about, and just about the time we finally got something put to bed and we finally got something at rest, then something else pops up. I was talking with someone the other day about some of the worries, the things that keep us awake at night. We were talking about kids, and I said, wow, you know, my son's 10, you know, and I wonder, you know, how long am I going to be worrying about him? Gentleman looked at me, he said, my son's 50. I still worry about him. Life can be filled with worry and concern, but the truth is, in the midst of all of it, God is good. It's easy sometimes when we start looking at all the things that we worry about, all the things that make us sad, all the things that change in life, all the things that seem unfair in the world. What happens over time is it seems to begin to shift our perspective. It begins to shift the way we see the world. Suddenly, life is all the negative that we can see. It's all the things that make us sad and uncertain and fearful and concerned. And it's amazing what can happen if we can claim this truth, that God is good. And we allow that truth to give us the lens to see the days filled with blessing. The blessing of rain. The blessing of a rainbow. The blessing of a friend's hand on our shoulder. The blessing of someone's prayer on our behalf. The blessing for us to pray for someone else. The truth is that life is filled with blessing. And even though we see the sadness and the things that make us concerned and worry and uncertain, as a people, as God's children, we have the privilege to claim the goodness of God and allow it to give us the lens to see the truth each and every day, that He walks with us. He never leaves us. He loves you, and He would never leave you. And so we are called to be a people to remember who we are and who God is. And when others are going through difficult times, when they're having their days of sadness and fear and concern, may we be a people who can bring this goodness, this perspective, this prayer, this hope, this presence into their life. May we be that image that God created us to be. For He created us in love, and He redeemed us to give that love in return. And so this morning we are invited to not only hear, to not only claim and know the goodness of God, we're invited to taste and see the goodness of the Lord. So I invite you to join your hearts with mine. Let us go to God in prayer and let us prepare our lives for the celebration and the feast of the Savior. Let us pray. Gracious God, we just thank You for this abounding love that You have given us in Christ Jesus, and the deep truth that You are good, that You are faithful to who You are, that amidst all of the change and uncertainty, we can base our life upon You, Lord. We can place all of the uncertainty, the sadness, the fear into Your hands. And Lord, we ask that You work with them in the ways that only You can. And Lord, may You work in our lives this day through the bread of life and the cup of joy. May we gain the perspective anew of the goodness of who You are. For it is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen.